Hi, I'm Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. I'm running for president, but you probably know that already. One of my favorite podcasts of all time is Radio Labyrinth. That's where I find out about all the stuff that I like. Normally, when I like a podcast, I will donate to the podcast via Patreon. But not this time. I can't do it. So that's why I'm here to say thank you to all the wonderful people who are out there supporting Radio Labyrinth. Here are the producers of the Radio Labyrinth program. Jason Chappell, Mike Hall, Sean Hall, Chad Shepard, Al McKeon, Mike Spittler, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Brian Smith, Steve Knudsen, Melissa Knowles, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kemble, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and last but not least, Beth Van Elswick. Thank you all very much.
I want to see if you can guess who it is I'm doing an impression of. All right, let me get into character. You gotta guess who it is, though. Okay, here it goes. If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm gonna try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. Could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're fucking finished. Who's that? That's you. That's what the audience sounds like to me.
It's James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub Party, and now here he is, the Godfather of Soul and Hot Tub Man number one, James Brown.
Sometimes it made me break out in a cold sweat.
One, two, three, four.
You know, Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice. Well, that's why Mr. Robinson has to wear this Santa Claus suit to sneak in and out of his building. But it just isn't a disguise, boys and girls. Because when I add this little kettle here, and when I add this little bell, it becomes a small business.
You are black. I am white. Life's an Eskimo pie. Let's take a bite. That was groovy thinking, Lincoln, when you set them free.
That was a close but one.
It certainly was.
We don't have to bother with these formalities, do we, Mr. White? Huh?
What a silly Negro.
Well, you never need get up again. Because in 6 short weeks, I can train you to be a high-paying hoe.
Unch, ties, be times a meeting.
Yes, they're all here.
Working for nub in all the wrong places. Working for nub.
Once Buckwheat sings a song, it's eternally his.
I have no idea where he is. Don't know where he's headed either. North, south, west, east, Mexico, the moon. I don't have a clue. But yo, even if I did, who wouldn't tell you?
Say my name. Eisenberg. You're goddamn right.
You're my free pass. Bitch.
So we're off the rails tonight recording our final podcast before our live show. No, not ever.
Goodbye.
If you're listening to this podcast
we're all
gonna Friday drink
the Kool-Aid
morning,
at the end.
Then you know tonight is our live show. That's right. Friday.
Get off your asses and come to the Relapse Theater.
August 30th.
Please.
Just show up. We'll let you in.
Show we up. Will.
Bring a bum.
Dress in costume.
Oh, don't dress at all. Just show up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just come dirty.
Dress like that white guy
covered
that
in
shot
shit.
Three people and then
we'll
ran around
in.
Naked before the cops caught him. You see that video? It's hilarious. Podcast recording with special guests. Jeff, name some of the special guests.
We got Joe Galwa.
Uh-huh.
Josh Warren.
Yeah.
Ming Chen.
Ming Chen?
Ming Chen
AMC's
from AMC's comic book man.
Wow.
He's my favorite Asian on there.
He's the only Asian on that. Well, Mike Zapsik, maybe a little Asian.
Who else? Anyone?
Lace Larrabee's supposed to stop by.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll bring her husband, Jared Harris.
I like Jared. He'll probably be riding his bikes. You follow him on Instagram? Those videos are scary.
He rides a lot of. He's a biker.
Dirt biker. Yeah.
Oh, not a bicyclist.
Yeah. Tickets at the door are only whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out when you get there. Let us know. Relapse Theater.
Do we really not know?
Yeah, we know what they are. It's 20 bucks, but we'll work out.
If you want to go, just show up. Don't worry about the 20 bucks.
If you show up in costume, we'll let you in. We're not too worried about
it. And anybody that has a Dragon Con badge can get in with their Dragon Con badge.
Yeah. So come on over. It's tonight, if you're listening, on Friday the 30th before 8 p.m. Relapse Theater on 14th Street in Midtown.
And if you're listening at 7:45, get in your car right now. Speed.
Yeah.
Take chances. Down to the theater.
And if you don't want to come alone, I saw this bum sleeping across from Rhodes Hall tonight that I'm sure would love to be your best friend. You could totally just scoop him right up.
Cool.
I think he looked like he was eating soup with his hand.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
I've eaten flan with my hand.
Oh, flan.
Oh, like at a restaurant? Yeah. Like, full.
No, we did a Thanksgiving dinner a couple years ago at our house for, you know, refugees. Mm-hmm. And everybody came out and... Jason, who I worked with at Mary Todd at the time, he makes really good flan. He's half Cuban, and his mother makes flan. So he made this flan, and I'm shit-faced by the time we're eating dessert. And I just put my hand in it. I'm like, this is good.
Flan has a snot texture to it, though.
Yeah. I like snot.
It's true. It really does. It's the snottiest of dessert, yet... Also the most delicious of the snottiest dessert.
Yeah. Jeff, where do you stand on the snot?
I don't like flan.
You don't like flan?
I mean, if you have a cold and you sniff, are you spitting it out? No. You're swallowing
the
flan.
Well, especially if you're snorting like caramel brown sugar, then you're hacking up flan, basically.
Ooh. You are. What a great idea. You set it on fire. You mix it with your mucus and then you got flan.
You set it on fire.
Yeah.
Caramelized gobs.
Yep.
Of goo. Hey, everybody, Autumn's in the studio, by the way.
What?
Autumn's here in Atlanta.
What's up? Shut up.
Hey, it's Wednesday night at our recording studio, which means another major, major podcast is being recorded right at this very same time. And that, of course, is the
One
Power
topic.
Pad.
Oh, sorry.
Pod. Power Pod with Jared Yamamoto and a lot of other people.
Power Top.
Lots of other ladies.
Yeah.
Who's the girl?
Which girl?
There's lots of
girls. There's two girls.
Who's the girl that sounds like that?
His girlfriend, Jared's girlfriend.
No. That's, you're talking about Randy Outcry.
There you go.
She's awesome.
She needs to be in a cartoon. She has
the new voices, yes.
Yes. She has such a, I'm going to say interesting voice.
She has a great voice for that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It sounds like that, which I'm not making fun of that. I'm saying that's the way it sounds, and I think it's interesting. If it were in a cartoon on Cartoon Network, bam, I can't do that.
I do picture a squirrel in a vest with a beret.
Yes.
That's exactly what. Yeah, there we go.
A squirrel in a vest with a beret.
And Autumn and Greg recorded a one topic in the car on the way here.
You did.
We may as well have. We should have recorded it.
You need to do a promo so we can put it in here.
Okay.
And
you need to mention Radio Labyrinth on one topic.
Yeah, you never do.
We do talk about
never
it.
Never heard Radio Labyrinth mentioned once.
Okay,
I've listened
once.
To every episode.
Once, because you did mention that I've never said it. And so I did mention it. It's not out of anything spiteful. It's just, we're talking about a specific thing.
Greg hates Tim.
I know, Greg hates my guts.
He does not hate
Greg
his
hates
guts.
Tim
he was telling me all the texts that you guys have been exchanging.
Is it because Tim's a Trumper?
No.
I'm not a Trumper. Get out of here.
No, he told me about all the texts that you guys have been giving each other, and I thought that was really sweet.
Tim's been sexting with Greg.
That's between me and Greg.
He showed me the nudes, and I thought,
and you laughed.
Well.
You laughed then, and you laugh now. Hey. Right? I mean.
How come when I dated Tim, he was cut, but now he's uncircumcised? What the hell happened?
What?
I did it myself. like the kid on Nip Tuck.
You added weights to it and stuff?
No, that's to regrow your... I regrew my foreskin so I could circumcise myself again.
Nice.
So it was your choice.
It was my choice. Take that, Mom. Speaking of my mom, I found a picture of her
in
blackface. She's canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Halloween, I think, 1980.
Oh, that wasn't like a beauty mask she was wearing? She did the blackface on purpose?
Yeah, that was makeup I was wearing in my costume.
No. You're bullshit.
No, she went.
With the curlers in her hair and the nightgown?
Yeah.
You went as a minstrel show?
No. I don't know what. I think in 1980, I can't imagine. Even remember what I went as for Halloween, because you know we didn't all have phones to take pictures of everything.
You went as Al Jolson.
No, I don't. I think I was a vampire.
You
or
just
something.
Went as like a guy in your neighborhood that was black. I'm Steve.
I'm the one African guy that lives in your town.
My neighbors across the street were African-American. The guy worked at the university. He was the head of the IT department.
They was the one black family in Mansfield.
No, we had everybody else was from Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was there a big Zimbabwe
There
group?
Were three or four families yeah, there were that a couple worked families at the university.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So I dressed up like Lucius Jones.
That was when Zimbabwe, Rhodesia turned into Zimbabwe, so a lot of people got out of there. And
yeah.
They came to Mansfield.
Lucius Jones.
Yeah, that was his name, my neighbor. Lucius and Bobby Jones.
You dressed up like your neighbor?
No. They didn't even live there in 1980. It was the Drezik family that lived there in 1980.
That's the kid that Tim peed on.
I didn't pee on him.
What did you do?
I didn't pee on
He peed on
Darren
Tim's
Drezik.
Dog. Oh, okay.
It was David Brown.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I peed on him.
Was he stung by a jellyfish?
No, he peed on my friend's dog, so we knocked him down and peed on him. And then his dad chased us around the neighborhood.
Oh, good. I'm
hey,
glad
look,
you did that.
Don't cancel me. I was only 10 or 11. I was the same age as
what
I was.
What color was the dog?
Huh? It was a beagle.
And
so three
blonde,
or four colors. I don't know.
Black.
So into it. It was so hard.
But he peed on the dog, so he's probably going to be a serial killer, so... He deserved
that
it.
That dog was so humiliating.
No, he was a Seventh-day Adventist. I don't think they turn into serial killers.
I mean, you just wish you were dead whenever you have to talk to him.
Dick as a kid. This Drezik kid, I made him eat bones. You know those old snacks that had, they were like bones, but then they had the chewy center?
For dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And spelled with a Z, so Bounds. You're not confusing it with a real bone.
T-bones.
And I'd make him eat the inside. We gave him Gainsburger, made him eat that.
Ugh.
You gave him those eggs and bacon strips?
Yeah.
Gainsburger, that's like the cheapest shit you can give
they
your dog.
They don't even make it anymore.
No,
do
it was made out of horse hooves.
Oh, hooves? Well, at least they're getting protein.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And whatever is in
non-a good horse hoof.
Yeah.
Horse hoof lollipop.
So if they survive it, if they don't choke on the horse hoof.
So my mother, I would like to apologize for her because it needs to be said.
Who was she? Was she like, was she Florence?
She was
on,
fucking around.
On
I don't know why
Jeffersons?
She did it. I don't know. She wasn't doing it.
She was
that.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, we were all, she was getting her hair done by
yeah,
our
that's
neighbor.
Right. I thought
oh,
it was
so
like some sort
of
beauty
okay.
mask.
No, it wasn't a beauty mask. It was makeup for Halloween. You know how, you know, back in the day, you know, you'd go to your friend's house and then they would put the highlights in your hair and you'd sit in the foil.
No.
And then wreck the bathroom.
Mm-mm. We all remember that.
You don't,
right? I mean, going to our friend's house.
You don't do that at home? You don't
no.
call
Barb,
your, own
your neighborhood friend Barb would tell you the gossip. It's all Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
Right?
Except up north.
Right.
Yeah, my friend, she had the professional blow dryer chair, the
yeah.
whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't do that whole step and fetch it routine while you're getting your hair done?
No. The only person who was not a professional that did anything to my hair was my mother when she put those God awful Tony perms in my hair.
Ooh.
T-O-N-I.
Mm-hmm. Tony.
Yeah. Well, I wished I would
hey,
have looked
Mr.
as
Postman.
Good as Tony.
My grandparents owned a building in our town. They had a photography studio, and then the client who rented out the place next to them was a barber. So there was a barber shop, Johnny the Barber. Did you ever get your hair cut
Playboy.
By Johnny the Barber?
Once or twice.
Yeah, he
had Playboys in there.
Yeah, but he would cut your hair with a cigarette in his mouth and negotiate around your head. And it was all guys. It was a barbershop, but they shared a bathroom. And on Saturdays when he'd close and they were open, I could go into the bathroom and go into his shop and I would read the comic books. But he also
comic
had
books.
Penthouse and Hustler everywhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Playboy. So that's the first time I'm maybe 11 or 12 looking at, maybe younger than that, looking at Penthouse. These big, you know, gashes in front of your face. Ooh.
Oh, wow. That's so...
You don't really know what that is, because if you look at Playboy when you're a kid, you know, well, there's hair there, but I don't really know what's underneath the hair.
Yeah. They're not
Why are you
spreading.
Shaking your head? I'm just telling you how boys find out about these things.
No, because the
well,
normal way...
Well, now you get gynecology when you're two.
That's true. But I think the more traditional way was to be in the woods. And
oh, we did that too.
Yeah.
We had a bag of clippings, of naked clippings.
Clippings?
Yeah, it was just a giant bag full of nude clippings.
Yeah. You remember back then, everyone was peeing. I feel like there was a lot of women peeing.
On
in
a,
those magazines.
In a magazine?
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
don't remember that.
I don't remember
no?
that either.
Well, the first
you
one. You must
have gotten pisswomen.com.
No, it was like in Hustler or any of those
That's
ones.
That's because they couldn't show penetration yet. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think I agree with you, Autumn, because the first time I ever saw anything like that, we found them in the alley behind my aunt's house.
Okay.
And there were these small booklets.
Yeah,
and they
oh,
were
the books.
Yeah, and they were very, very, I wish they would have been Playboys. That would have been a nice, soft introduction, but mm-hmm. it was
a hard introduction
oh, it
for
was,
me.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Okay. I mean, I was like seven. We were like, what the fuck is is this?
That's
this
the
is
age
horrible.
I was when I saw a bondage magazine. It scared me.
Was that your mom's?
No. she was watching her friend's kids, and their stepdad had a locker in the basement.
Oh, he was BTK.
And yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
There was all this bondage shit in it. I didn't know what it was. You know, one kid put the mask on. And that
Shut up,
me.
Tim.
No, I'm
You're
not lying. I'm not
bullshit.
Lying. I know their names. I'm not going
to
say their names.
What happened to him?
I don't know what happened to him. Well, those people got divorced, and the guy's family
Tim,
moved
Tim
away.
Tim killed those kids. So you don't have to worry about it.
He's on next season's Mindhunter.
With my good friend. So, yeah, I mean, all that stuff is so shocking. Now I just can't imagine kids being shocked.
I don't know. I still think if your kid found a mask and some shit like that, I still think that would be...
The zipper mask still scares me.
Yeah, that's scary.
Any gimp kind of shit. Yeah. I don't, you know what I mean? It's to me, it's creepy. Because first of all, you got to smell it, and I don't like smelling leather. And
oh, that gets them off. I'm sure.
Vinyl,
is the smell
vinyl?
Of leather?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
I would say so. I mean, I watched some of that Euphoria, and I am an old, and it was a lot for me.
Really,
much.
I haven't seen
much,
any of it.
Too much for
it's
me.
It's really, it's you. Know, if that's really what's happening, oh my God! But still, I think if you bust out the mask in front of these kids, they'd be like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the one. Never mind. No, it wouldn't bother her. Never mind.
What
Jeff,
one?
You saw it. Well, one of them, she's a cam girl, and she is in the BDSM. What am I saying?
Who are we talking about?
The least attractive of all the stars of Euphoria.
What's her name?
I could look it up, but...
Look it up.
She's the chunky girl.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
She's pretty. I know that cheers.
Cheers. Horrible. I can no longer pretend like it's okay.
Barbara Ferreira.
Barbara Ferreira.
Oh. Is she related to
Did
the
you
turtle?
See BTK earlier?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Bind, torture, kill.
Kill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Dennis Rader. He was
kill?
A BTK killer.
Well, I mean, all right, like bind and torture. Hot. Killing? Whoops, that's too far.
That's where it ends. Okay. Yeah, he was the guy.
I stop at the B.
Yeah, he was the guy that...
Yeah, BTK killer.
Yeah,
from Kansas. He was a serial killer.
He only killed like 10 people. But it was always the
wasn't
series.
Wasn't he the Green River Killer or whatever?
No, Green River Killer's in the Pacific Northwest.
I thought they were the same guy. I thought they turned out to
Which
be
that
guy.
John Douglas guy, I was listening to a thing from him today where he was saying that it was on the Green River Killer cases whenever he came down with that encephalitis shit. He was in a coma on his...
John Douglas is who?
He is the guy who Holden Ford from Mindhunter is based
okay,
on. The
okay.
guy who came up with the term serial killer, the FBI profiler guy.
If you're not watching Mindhunter, you ain't shit.
Yeah, sorry, everybody on Twitter, I'm not watching Mindhunter.
But they show, like, they've been showing sparks of BTK,
Sean
just
and,
like blips of him
that's
throughout
not Sean
Mindhunter.
And it's some dude in New Orleans. I don't know. I'm
what
not
guy?
Sure. Oh, that guy that keeps tagging me in all the Mindhunter posts.
Who? What's his name on Twitter?
Oh, I could look it up, but.
Steve.
Huh?
Steve.
Steve who?
I don't know.
Steve Mindhunter?
Stephen H. Mindhunter.
Mm-hmm.
It's Barbershop Johnny.
Sean is the end is the beginning.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
That's who I was talking about.
Yeah, Sean is the end of the beginning.
I told you that.
I think it was.
I freaking told you, Jeff.
Okay.
He thought there was some creepy Twitter person out there just attacking us.
Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza in Euro, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, euros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting since 1983. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ATL Pizza. Interact with other diners, check out the menu, and even start your order. Or AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
Like current events and want to be the smartest among your friends? Then the Power Pod is the show for you.
The Power Pod is a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week.
It's a show where we're not afraid to get serious.
And we're not afraid to have some fun.
So try us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the WSB Radio app, WSBRadio.com, Stitcher, CastBox. Okay. Anywhere there are podcasts,
we are there.
So power up. With the Power Pod!
So,
it's just Sean.
So, you guys, there is a special that dropped this week on Netflix Monday night. Dave Chappelle.
Saw that.
You saw it?
No, I saw it.
Oh.
Same.
You saw that it dropped.
Yeah.
So, Jeff and I
I haven't been able to sit and watch anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jeff and I are the only ones who have watched it so far. So, we're not
going to spoil watch it.
Jealous.
But, what it did is elicited woke blogs.
Look, I
are
was
upset.
I was very happy with everything he said, and I'm all for him. Say more shit.
Yeah. It's not a liberal versus conservative thing. It's dialogue. It's speaking.
Yes.
It's not putting a governor on your speech and letting comedy breathe and be comedy. Now,
he's not trying to be politically correct, and it's about fucking time, I say.
Even more important than that, he's not trying to be politically incorrect.
Right.
He's
right.
Just doing his shit. And a couple of the woke blog. Go ahead, Steph.
I was going to say, it's weird that is groundbreaking. Right. You know what I mean? Right. To just be a comedian.
Right. What do you think of when you think of Vice magazine?
Steph.
No, just what do you think about their content that they put out?
It's uber liberal, but I know that it's founded by like a super conservative. So.
Well, he's gone. He's with the Proud Boys now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gavin McGinnis, who peed in his cereal.
They skew massively liberal.
But you wouldn't think that they're not. They talk about it like there's a lot of nudity and they're sex positive people and they're not really.
Yeah, that slut ever is on that Vice TV show.
All right. How about you, Autumn?
I think the same thing. I think it's very liberated. Like you said, sexually, but also very liberal.
Here's the review of
Dave
Chappelle.
They're all about weed, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
You can definitely skip Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special, Sticks and Stones. The comedian doubles down on misogyny and transphobia in both the special and the hidden bonus scene that follows. Okay, so that's Taylor Hosking, who's writing for Vice magazine. Dave Chappelle made a return to Netflix Monday with a new stand-up special, Sticks and Stones. Fans quickly realized that if you watch until the very end, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this has all the buzzwords. let's just
He says.
I know, hang on. So then we go to Salon, which you know that one's like super. In Sticks and Stones, Dave Chappelle refuses to change for critics. Comedians are supposed to say things we can't or won't. If everyone agrees, they're not doing their jobs.
You should watch the...
Wait, was that positive
or
negative?
That seems like it's agreeing with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Along those same lines...
Just the voice you used that made us...
Watch the Colin Quinn special, Red State, Blue State 2. He talks about that a lot.
Chappelle is at his worst in Sticks and Stones when addressing the sexual abuse allegations against Michael Jackson. Rather than putting any new territory, he essentially recycles something else.
And you know they just came out with... Because I'm an avid I-don't-think-Michael-did-that-shit person. I don't care what anybody says. I do not think he did it.
I
think he was he's a weirdo and he slept with kids in his bed and he shouldn't have, but you should have been a fucking parent and you knew he was sleeping in the bed and you shouldn't have let him.
And you got the money.
Right. And he didn't do shit. Especially when that one kid, because one of his things is that he got diddled in that train station. That was one of his big things. Comes out, that train station wasn't even built when he said that he was getting diddled in it. So, I don't know. I think they're both opportunists. And like from what I've heard in Chappelle's special from Jeff, if I was going to bang a kid, I would bang Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, Jeff spoiled that for you already? I was going
to talk about. Is that what Chappelle said?
Yeah.
All
right. But this one is the most egregious. This one is the most egregious to me from Gary.
He was hot.
I mean, come on. If you're not going to bang him, you're not going to bang those other two. Get out of here.
She said some really funny shit about that, though.
Paste Magazine is here, right? In Atlanta.
Paste, yeah.
You've heard of Paste Magazine before? Their editor or whatever, Garrett Martin is his name. I looked him up, and he looks like the kind of guy that would write this. Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special reminds us that the most successful comedians are also the most sensitive. Let me read a little bit of
I'm still, wondering.
No, listen. Among the long list of people Dave Chappelle doesn't give a fuck about are the people who paid between $70 and $90 to see him live. The multimillionaire starts off his latest special on the largest streaming platform by belittling everybody who ever criticized any celebrity. Sticks and Stones, which I assume is called that because Triggered was already taken, is less a comedy special than an hour-long expose of Chappelle's fragile ego. The basic thesis behind this piece of shit writing is that Chappelle's rich and Louis C.K. is rich and they want us to feel sorry for them because they can't be misogynist anymore. Fucker, it is comedy.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Chill your ass out. Good Christ almighty. It is comedy. We have to deal with this shit until how long? Until the millennials lose all their homes?
What do you mean by lose all their homes?
Well, because they what adversarial foe have the millennials faced?
Right.
Really? Yeah. Other than student loans, but they're not the only ones that deal with that shit.
Well, right. School shootings.
School shootings.
We didn't really have to deal with that. And that's
stabbing
like a pretty regular
in our
thing.
Town, so.
Well, that's one stab. I mean, that's like a knife. And
that's true.
I mean, there's not like 40 you're going to get taken out during biology.
Imagine if the kid had a gun out in his truck. Oh, wait, he did. They also weren't on psychotropic drugs and playing first-person shooter games all day.
Hmm. Well, the kids that did get bullied didn't continue on after you left school on every freaking social media platform.
Yes.
No, they went out and made
so you
something
can't,
of
you
themselves.
Can never get away from it. You cannot escape it.
Right. Bullying was...
They're just mad because they're woke and he's pushing back against the fucking PC shit and more power to him, I say.
There needs to be a place where people can express themselves in a way that's more palatable. Mm-hmm. Right? Whether it's misogynist or not woke or whatever, there needs to be a place where people can say something and people who agree with the woke side can still find that thing funny. And the people who don't agree with the woke side still find that funny because maybe they're laughing at it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or the other people who are woke say like, yeah, we are like that. Like all that white humor in the 70s, like, right. I'm a white guy. And you're like, haha, sure. White guys, right? You know what I mean? Exactly. Nobody was like, oh no, I'm a white guy. Right. I don't act like that. That's not nice.
He addresses that in the extras. Talks about
totally
some of the people that he's making the jokes about were laughing the hardest at the jokes that he was telling.
Yes, because you can laugh at yourself. Right. Yeah. But that's the other thing. I feel like a lot of the woke culture is, I'm sure it's real. Obviously, it's real. There are people in bars right now discussing things that are what we would find asinine. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of it is online. Mm-hmm. And it's just either it's virtue signaling, mm-hmm. or it's people who are on a deadline and need to come up with something that will get clicks, mm-hmm. and then will go viral because people will share it because, right. again, it's more virtues. Like, there's a lot that goes on online that I feel is just not reality.
I'd like to say that also, I don't think it's all millennials. I know a lot of millennials and they don't think this way. It's the generation after, especially. I worked with one of those kids. He was 20 or whatever, didn't have a driver's license, refused to drive a car, took Uber everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And a TV.
Lazy.
And a TV.
Lazy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't watch TV.
No, he watched TV, but lazy as fuck. Like the kind of guy, he's a nice kid, but, and I wouldn't even say lazy. It's just that they're instructed as children, this is the thing that you do. So he gets hired to do a certain job, but then you're working at a place that isn't corporate, right?
Right.
So I need you to help me do this. That's not in my job description. Shut the fuck up and help. Yeah.
And that article is fucking wrong, too, because he wasn't making fun of people for paying what they paid to see him. He heard, because this the part that he was talking about that was his Broadway run. And those Broadway tickets got sold by scalpers.
Yeah.
And the people, some people in the audience paid like $800 for tickets. And he heard that and he's like, you know, you should have just come see me last week in Atlanta for $60. Same fucking show.
Oh, okay.
So he's not making fun of people, you know, he's saying.
Have you seen that video of him going and seeing the guy who couldn't get into a theater or something because he's in a wheelchair and he was so cool with him?
Yep. Some people bought fake tickets for one of his shows and he hooked them up with real tickets.
If you're a Chappelle fan, there's no way that you're going to be offended by his comedy.
Right.
I mean, while that you know what you're signed up for. And if he didn't give you that, then you'd be pissed.
The ratio on
you'd be like, what is this watered down shit? He's doing me like everybody else is.
The ratio on Paste's tweet about that article that the guy wrote, or the review that he wrote, the ratio was amazing. It was 2,000 replies to like 50 likes.
Oh.
Now that you know what ratio means. You ever see when people post, I'm just here for the ratio? I didn't know what that meant. I had to look it up.
But let's also keep in mind that he can get away with this because he hasn't Me Too'd anybody.
Right.
He hasn't jerked off in front of anybody. He's a pretty normal guy. He's married. Yeah, he talks about other women and shit, but he does it very publicly. His wife knows he's talking about it and stuff, but
he is.
There's not one woman has came out and said, Dave Chappelle made me feel uncomfortable Dave. So he can do all this. He can say it and, you know, it's totally different.
And guess what? He's making fun of white people and I didn't get upset and go on to.
You're not marginalized. Yeah. You're not marginalized.
He makes fun of white people better than anybody can.
Yeah.
I mean, and he makes fun of black people better than anybody
can.
Because he's not signaling them out for race. He's just pointing things out like Carlin used to.
Those 2 years that he had his show, that to me, that was like the closest that our two races have come together.
And you know, you're not kidding.
Over that show.
No, you're right.
You're not kidding about that. And you know what?
Mayer.
That's why he had to go.
Yeah.
That's why Oprah and the black mafia in Hollywood had to get rid of him.
No, well, he wanted to go.
Yeah, he wanted.
No. I read the conspiracy.
Oh, okay, bullshit. Sorry. You're right.
Oprah.
Jesus Christ.
Oprah did it.
Oprah. She's busy with her kale in her backyard.
She's deep frying that kale.
He just mentally couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I think
he couldn't handle going to Disney World and having people screaming, "I'm Rick James, bitch," at him in front of his kids, and it was just too much.
Yeah.
Well, I think Comedy Central put a lot of pressure on him to come back with a new season before he was ready, too, and they were like,
"Well, and his friends on the show were like, I'm at $1 million.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
That's true. You know, Hollywood will do that. I just finished Curtis Armstrong's book that Jeff recommended a couple of weeks ago on this show.
So good, wasn't it?
Yeah, the audiobook's fantastic, but to find out, you know, okay, they make Revenge of the Nerds. Once it's made, everybody loves it. The studio says, I don't know about this. They put it out, it becomes this huge cult hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, he goes on to say that 20th Century Fox had a moratorium on sequels, but when they changed regimes, they called them up and they do the sequel to it. The bean counters get in there. You need to put this joke in. You need to do this. You need to do that. You do that. And they fuck it up because Revenge of the Nerds 2 is not a good movie.
No.
And then is that the one where they're on an island?
Yeah. Well, they go to Florida.
There's a tank or something?
They end up
Nerds
on an island.
In Paradise.
Okay.
Yeah. They end up on an island and then Ogre goes, what if C-A-T spelled dog? Or is it the other way around?
I don't remember.
And they
I just remember the song, take me back to paradise.
Yes.
Everybody knew the script was bad going in, though.
Yeah.
And they told Curtis Armstrong that it was getting a rewrite from some really famous writer, which was complete bullshit.
Yeah.
So it was the only reason he signed on to do it.
But if you're a fan of Curtis Armstrong, read that book. What's it called again?
Revenge of the Nerd.
Revenge of the Nerd, yeah.
And it's his audio narration on the audiobook is so much better than the one for Wild and Crazy Guys.
Why is that?
I think the director of Wild and Crazy Guys was like a real stickler for diction and was like making him speak everything perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fucked up.
And on his book, he's much more casual.
Yeah, he's loose.
Yeah.
He's loose. You find out a lot of cool shit about John Cusack. You find out cool shit about
Bobcat
Goldthwait and working in all those movies that he did in the TV series. Oh, really cool shit about Moonlighting. Remember that show? Did you watch that?
Oh, of course.
Everybody
I was
did.
Obsessed with Bruce Willis when I was 10 years old.
Did you have that Bruno album he made?
Oh, no.
No?
No, not that obsessed. Oh, my God, no.
That was pretty awful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was fun to hear the stories of all the shit that was going on between Bruce Willis and what's her name?
Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil Shepherd,
They hated each other.
Yeah, he talks about how shitty that of a scenario that was working on that show. But then when he was on Supernatural, everybody on the show loved each other and they hung out and were friends.
Yeah.
Is that show still on the air? I've never seen it.
No, it ended or is ending if it hasn't already.
Wasn't it on for like 15 seasons?
Yeah, it was on for a long time. I tried to watch it the first season, but I couldn't get into it. I need to go back and watch it because so many people are on that.
Yeah.
Are there shows that I will go back and rewatch? Sopranos is the number one. The Wire, Battlestar Galactica, shit like that.
The Office.
Why are you shaking your head?
Yeah, I agree.
Office.
Oh, see, I'm not talking about sitcoms. I'll watch any. I watched 4 episodes of South Park today.
Ooh.
I mean, it was on, so why not?
South Park is such a great show to watch.
Yeah.
I agree.
It is.
It's so smart and presented in such a dumb way. You know?
UPS man will fuck your eye. I love that one. That was on today.
I feel the same way about Bob's Burgers.
I
could watch a 12-hour marathon of that every episode.
How's Parks and Rec fare?
Yeah, I like Parks.
The first?
Not the first season.
I don't mind the first season.
Well,
I really don't like the first season.
The last one. I wish they would never even have done the last one. I wish they would have ended it at 5 and called it a day.
Even with The Office, I skip...
After Michael Scott leaves?
No,
I don't want to.
I like, what's his name?
Andy Bernard?
Well, no.
Jim Krasinski?
No, John Krasinski.
John, yeah.
What's, no, who's the boss that takes over for Michael, who was in Secretary?
Oh,
and he was
Andy.
The
80s
Spader. Yes.
Oh.
What'd you say?
Oh, I was going to say, well, Andy takes over towards the very end.
Oh, I'm talking about James Spader.
Gotcha.
Vivian is.
I like James Spader.
Vivian is dead.
I like him as the boss. And him like being so weird and sort of controlling everyone in this very charming, weird, maniacal way.
when he called Kevin into his office and spanked him for having that typo on the.
And then he had to put his arms in the arm bar.
Yeah, because he was cutting.
Yeah, he was only allowed to eat one pee.
He had to sit there and piss himself.
Yes!
My favorite James Spader role in the last 5-10 years was Ultron. God, he was perfectly cast for that. If you read, if you read the Avengers in the '80s and Ultron was in it, you know, I had that voice in my head. I didn't know it was James Spader, but he nailed it.
I'm gonna go Blaine, Pretty in Pink, all the way.
Blaine, that's an appliance. It's not a name.
Oh, nobody wore shoulder pads like Blaine.
I've never seen Pretty in Pink.
What?
I would have been into Blaine.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Not I would
Ducky.
Completely.
The asshole.
He could fat shame me, whatever it is that he had
Ducky?
To say.
Ducky.
No, I would have loved Ducky.
As a friend?
Yeah.
You don't want to get pounded by Ducky, that's for sure.
Wait a second. Hold on. I said Blaine. No.
You're talking about Andrew McCarthy?
No.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about Spader.
Yeah, yeah. That's Blaine.
He wasn't
that's
Blaine.
No, that's not Blaine. Blaine is the boy who's coming around who's rich and like hanging
Andrew
out with
McCarthy
her.
Andrew McCarthy is Blaine.
Yes.
Oh.
See, we're talking about the James Spader character.
Jeff, Google it.
All right.
16 can't.
I could have sworn
no.
he was Blaine.
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. The one I haven't seen.
No, because Andy tells Ducky that like I'm into Blaine, and he's like Blaine.
Well, who wasn't his name also very pretentious and stupid?
I'm sure.
Steph McKee.
Steph.
Yeah. That's right.
You should know that. Yeah.
That's why
Steph.
You blocked it out.
Yeah.
That's why you blocked it out.
Yeah, they're right.
What was his name in Less Than Zero? Because he was a real smarmy asshole drug dealer in that.
I'm into it. Yeah. I love
Robert Downey Jr. with his forcible blowjob face.
Yes.
In Less Than Zero.
Oh, and how wet it was. Did you remember that?
Rip.
Rip.
Did he have blowjob lips?
Yeah.
He had a nice little crack sore in the corner. Yeah.
Vivian is done. Oh, God. What else is going on? Eddie Murphy's coming back to Saturday Night Live, hosting it in December.
Oh.
That will be interesting.
I wonder what characters he'll do.
Mr. Robinson.
Yeah, do you think? I love him. It's Christmas time, so I bet he will.
Yeah,
will
Mr.
he do
Robinson.
A Christmas...
Gumby.
I don't care about
Christmas Gumby.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
No, what's the Little Rascals?
Oh, buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
Yeah, maybe he'll do like a Christmas buckwheat.
Maybe.
Or James Brown, too hot for the hot tub.
Should I get in it?
Gonna make you hot.
Gonna make you sweat. Hey,
no more moking day.
No more moking day. Maybe he'll do John David Stutz.
Yeah.
I had to kill him. My dog told me he was the Antichrist.
Dreaming black and white.
I actually learned about the JFK assassination from the buckwheat sketch.
You did?
When I was a kid. I didn't know. I didn't know anything about JFK being assassinated. That was before my time. Mm-hmm. And
They were spoofing Reagan and JFK.
Right.
So, you know, that was great.
So buckwheat was what, Jack Ruby? And then
the Jack
buckwheat
Ruby
getting
thing.
Shot was Reagan because he's like, yeah. I love you. I love you. Hey, Mr. Wheat.
But then John David Stutz got shot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the Jack Ruby.
Brought
thing.
To you by Mutual Life because you could die tomorrow. I remember watching that live and they just kept doing it so much. It was great. Great satire on the media because when Reagan got shot, they showed it over and over and over again.
And wasn't that for Jodie Foster?
Allegedly. They say that.
Oh,
right.
In reality, John Hinckley Jr. was tied with white supremacists, Satanists, the FBI, CIA, was friends with the Bush family, and was also associated with the Atlanta child murders. Hey, this is Tim Andrews. You know me. I'm on this podcast that you're listening to right now. Of course, the podcast is called Radio Labyrinth. But the one thing you may not know about me is I've always had a problem with public speaking. Now you say to yourself, Tim Andrews has a problem with public speaking. He's on the radio. He does a podcast. I've seen him at live events. Well, it's true. I'm shy. I'm not very confident unless I really know what it is I'm talking about. And an old friend of mine from college, well, he's offering a course that I'm thinking about taking, and I want to tell you about it. This is a 2-day interactive training event to improve your presentation and public speaking skills, led by a guy with more than 23 years of public speaking experience. It's specifically designed for aspiring public speakers, presenters, sales professionals, spokespersons, corporate trainers, educators, and the like. It's really easy to sit behind a keyboard and, you know, type your thoughts out for social media, but it can be very difficult if you're looking out into a crowd of from anywhere from 10 to 1,000 people. This class is capped at no more than 15 attendees, so everyone has time to present and be evaluated on the second day. The Atlanta dates are October 30th and October 31st. That's Halloween, trick or treat, learn how to speak. And the cost is only $695. Just go to www.jeffbrowncompany.com. It's GEOFF RonaldBrownCompany.com.
Why wouldn't he like Reagan?
He shot him to get rid of him. He was an MK Ultra brainwashed guy who was
one too many of those K frogs.
Yeah, and he was supposed to kill Reagan to knock him out so Bush could become president.
Oh wow!
This all goes back to Nazi Germany. Believe me.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Oh, here, hang on, Tim.
Someone has to take the computer away from
okay.
you, Tim.
Yeah. All right. Whoa.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Where were you?
I was in a YouTube conspiracy video.
Yeah, bedtime for Bonzo.
You guys want to talk about porn? I can talk about that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, no.
I thought you were more of a Renaissance man.
Huh?
Like, there's more to you than porn and conspiracies, right?
A lot
right?
more, yeah.
There's porn conspiracies.
Yeah, but if you think about like a pie chart. Yeah, there's a... What
it's
is
a
that?
Hair pie.
Yeah.
One side is porn. The other side is conspiracy.
That pie chart. Oh, God. Yeah. 30%. So, yeah, Eddie Murphy's coming back to host Saturday Night Live. I can't wait. There's gonna
He's here now.
He's in Atlanta, yeah, coming to America, too.
I want to find where that McDowell set is.
And our friend, ooh, we got that to find out where that is.
Yeah. I've been looking. I can't find that anywhere.
You've got to be able to find McDowell's.
I want that impossible McDowell burger.
Yeah.
Just let your soul go.
Our buddy Wade Harrison, the artist who did artwork for us, and we're gonna talk to
He's
him about
badass.
Doing stuff in the future. Absolutely. He did some art for that. So I can't wait to see that.
Cool. Oh, cool.
What? They saw his art, I believe, and they asked him to contribute. He'll have to tell us about that.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
I feel lucky to have Wade as our friend.
So do I.
Because when I follow him on Instagram and I really like everything
he's so
he
cool.
posts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so cool. Mm-hmm. I want to be cool.
Yeah.
Well.
I feel the same way. Yeah.
Right?
We got to find that McDowell's. Speaking of which, where do they shoot Lodge 49?
All over.
But no,
most
does
of it's in
nowhere?
The studio, though, somewhere.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
I'll ask. You know, one of our drug reps, he was the last season whenever Bruce, who's Acala?
Those dudes from Sketchworks might know,
Evil
too,
Dead
Tim.
Guy. Bruce.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That dude from Sketchworks was,
yeah, Bruce
on
was
it.
On.
Yeah.
Whenever
he was on last week's
whenever he was wrapped up in the bed with the horn sticking out of his
yeah,
head,
yeah, yeah.
that
yeah.
was the drug rep that comes to my job. So I'll ask him
you
the next time he comes
because
in.
I don't want to go stalk it. I didn't even know until after I watched the first season it was shot here, especially when they're showing the pool. Everything looks like it's in California.
California,
it's
yeah.
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Are you caught up?
No.
You watching Righteous Gemstones? That's all shot here, too.
Oh, it's the first Righteous Gemstones. Yeah. It is hysterical.
I haven't any of
you
Dude,
have
you
to
Tim,
watch
you
it.
Have to
yeah,
watch
it's,
it, man.
So it's on FX.
No, it's on HBO.
Oh.
It's Danny McBride's new show.
Oh,
him and his whole family and John Goodman, where they're these total shitbag charlatans that
they're
millionaires that have bilked everyone out of their stuff. They pretend
you
to be
had
preachers.
Me at John Goodman.
Yeah. Oh, the whole family. They're all
and the other
bastards.
Kid too. That's
Adam Devine from
yeah.
Workaholics.
Ooh,
yeah,
love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Jan.
Assize is in it, coming up in it too.
See, I saw a trailer and I thought Walter Goggins
yeah.
was in it.
Yeah, yeah. He's coming in it, but Danny McBride, oh, he's so good.
I
know,
watch
I
it.
Wonder if you could find out where that McDowell's set is. Have you seen online the codes for all the movies shot in Atlanta? I wonder if it's on there.
No, I haven't seen a code for it yet. And I asked Rodney Ho too if he knew where it was and he said he didn't know yet.
Now.
Okay, bye.
All right, SNL, Leslie Jones is leaving.
Yeah.
Here's
she's a very big presence that I don't really
she's
care
funny
about.
She's funny on Weekend Update, but that's it.
But she never has her lines right.
Yeah.
She always fucks up her lines. I'm like, did you even rehearse at all?
She thinks if she presses the gas on everything she's doing and saying, then it will be successful, and I don't feel like it is. I like her on Instagram. I think she's funny as a
person.
I think
she's a funny person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that she could probably be a good actress.
Yeah,
and I think she could do movies. The thing that bothered me about Ghostbusters 2 or Ghostbusters with the women more than anything.
Ghost boobsters.
Was the fit that she had?
Well, no. I don't care about that. The people were harassing her. But they made her be this, you know, stereotypical black, I'm the driver, I'm street smart. And they didn't need to do that because she's talented enough to pull other shit off.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, you don't like her because, no. She has a new job. She's going to be hosting Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But I think she could do more. I think you could get her on a sitcom and she could make a lot of money. I think SNL boxes a lot of their non-white cast members.
Oh, for sure.
Even still today when they're all woke, I still think that the writers box them into that.
The only one who really kind of breaks out of it is Keenan.
Yeah.
Keenan,
yeah.
They'll put all over the place.
Not at first, though, they didn't.
No,
him.
It's taken him years.
Yeah.
How long has he been on there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like 17 years he's been on there?
Chris Redd's pretty funny on there.
Who?
Chris Redd.
See, I don't know who that is.
Me either.
He's
a comedian. He's pretty funny.
Michael Che does his own thing, too, but he's only news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, and a writer. He's one of the head writers.
Yeah. So even then.
Yeah. I like his stand-up.
Michael Che?
He opened for Chappelle when I saw him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he was really funny.
I figured that he'd be one of those, I hate conservatives for an hour.
No, I mean, not
that I disagree with that. If it's funny, it's funny.
But. He's got a great bit about white women and pit bulls that really, it really gets me.
Yeah,
he's
funny.
He's like, you'll see this damn dog coming down the street, and I'll be like, what the fuck? And he said, this bitch will come up and be like, oh, come here, little baby. He's like, hey, it's scared shit.
It is. It's a lot of white chicks, especially if they're single, have that pit bull or the pit bull mix. But every pit bull that people I know have them, they're awesome dogs.
I love them.
My brother has a pit bull mix. It's the sweetest, prettiest face, adorable dog.
I love them. But, you know,
the owner.
I wouldn't have probably three of them. They're rambunctious. They need a lot of training.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly wouldn't take my Tyler and be like, here you go. Let me just throw you in the
I'll just trust
all
you
four of you back here and just don't tear her apart.
What else is going on? Did you guys watch the El Camino trailer?
I haven't watched the trailer.
It's nothing much. Just Skinny Pete saying he's not going to rat out.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not really a trailer as much as it is a teaser. Any speculation?
Nope.
None?
Nope.
You?
I want to say that I hope this isn't the time, because, you know, there's always an end to everything.
Yeah, and there was an end to Breaking Bad.
I'm saying there's always an end to everything. Like, can Vince Gilligan always be a genius?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this isn't the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this is...
I'm sad that Mike won't be in it.
Really?
You don't like Mike?
I mean, it's fine.
You don't like Mike. I think he's the best guy on the show.
I enjoy him on Better Call Saul.
So do I.
I like fleshing out his whole story. I love your impression of him right now.
Does it sound like him?
It needs to be a little deeper, like raspier.
Here's what we're going to do.
There you go.
First of all, no. No.
Bitch.
Obviously, he won't be in.
Bitch.
Constantly saying bitch.
Bitch. So Jesse's probably running a drug empire.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because they got Skinny Pete, and they're trying to get Skinny Pete to rat him out. Mm. I don't know where he is. Maybe it takes place immediately after the show ends.
I hope so.
And Walt's dead, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I guess this is going to let us know for sure if he is dead.
He's dead.
I thought that he would be dead.
If they bring him back, I feel like it's some weird cop-out.
In the Star Wars universe, no one ever really dies.
So he's going to come back as a Force ghost?
He's going to be
Walter White.
Walter White is the Mandalorian.
I have to pee.
Bounty hunter. Go pee.
Yeah.
All right.
We're not stopping.
Stop the recording.
Let's talk about Adamashi's count.
That Mandalorian thing. I haven't watched the trailer for it yet.
I actually like it.
Yeah, the trailer looks really good.
I mean, but it's going to be on Disney Network, and... Now,
I'm not getting that.
I'm
going to
steal
I
the
say.
Shit out of it.
No,
me too.
I'm not buying. I'm not.
No, fuck them.
I've got too many shits. I'm not doing it.
Especially now that I just got fucking Hulu.
Yeah.
Fucking Hulu. But the trailer for The Mandalorian looks like a cool show.
Yeah.
It looks like something with narrative and...
Bounty hunting is hard.
Yeah.
Well, all I had to do was see Billy Dee Williams and then I'm
he's in it?
Yep.
How can he be in it? They reverse generate his face?
Well, he's in the preview.
Yeah, I know, but how could he... I don't get it. How could he be in it?
Well, I mean, it's...
He's too fucking old. He can't be... It takes place, obviously, before Empire Strikes Back.
I don't know, but he looks good if you saw the picture
they
of him.
Because
he's got to be like 80, right?
Yeah, but they must do something to his face to make him look younger.
Probably.
Yeah. They do that a lot now.
But he's a good actor.
He's fantastic.
He's what I felt like, and I don't care what you
Cold
say.
Cold 45 does
and,
it every time.
And, you know, I hated that Han Solo movie. I hated it.
I liked it.
And, you know, even my husband, he's like, I watched it again. It's not bad. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to die on that cross. I don't like it. And I don't
the train
think,
thing was
and
stupid.
I love Donald Glover. I love him. I did not feel like he brought
he
nearly the swag.
No.
He just was not Lando to me.
Lando was cool from Jump Street.
Yeah.
It's set after The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. So
how the fuck could it be? So he's not Boba Fett.
No, it's Boba Fett's dead.
So it's just a different
It's the Mandalorian. They're
They're all bounty hunters.
That whole race of people are those that wear those masks.
The Mandalorians were clones.
I don't know what the deal is.
Midichlorians.
No, Mandalorians were clones made in for the Clone War. Remember?
No.
Boba Fett's dad, Jango Fett, was a clone, and Boba Fett was his son.
Right.
They were genetically created.
Right, so it's about these people.
Well, fuck that.
It's not Boba Fett.
Who gives a fuck?
You just talked yourself out of liking it. Like you liked it at the beginning, and two minutes later you hate it.
Took place after Star Wars.
I kind of feel like, can we just forget about all the Star Wars except for? Can we just shake the Etch a Sketch?
No, because Obi-Wan. No, because there's going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus as
well. I'm good with Rogue One if we just can. I mean, I was good with that, and then they could stop. I'm good.
What about the Rise of Skywalker?
But this one does have that Pedro Pascal guy.
Who's Pedro Pascal?
From Narcos.
In what?
Pedro?
In The Mandalorian.
Oh, I think so.
Okay, so if it has him, then I would think that it's probably going to be good because he's
fucking
phenomenal.
The farther away you can get from the Skywalkers and any of the main characters and you do these things, I think they're better that way.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like Rogue One.
Yeah, it was like its own thing.
This
Mandalorian's only going to be one season.
That's fine.
Because you're not relying and changing or tweaking something from your original childhood.
Yeah. Like putting an actual original spin
on it.
I think the Obi-Wan series will probably be fucking stupid.
Who's going to be the star of that?
What's his face?
Ewan McGregor.
He did a great Obi-Wan
but the movie was shit.
Yeah.
All three of them sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they would do it like rated R...
Nothing on Disney Plus will be rated R. Everything's
PG.
Oh,
stupid.
It's going to be PG-13.
So they're also in development is there's going to be a She-Hulk show.
She-Hulk?
Yeah, because Disney owns Marvel. They own Marvel and Star Wars. So we came up with an idea to, you know, some other shows that they could do. Jawa Junk Wars. Reality show. Did you come up with
that? I want the story with this guy. I want to have this guy, and you go to his shop and you buy things and you have to refurbish them.
No, I am not Jewish.
Except I will bilk you for money.
That was Watto's Pawn Stars tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Let me call my buddy who knows about thermal detonators.
The best
I can do is 40 credits.
Autumn, here's one you'll like. Jabba's Drag Race.
How about a reality show with the sand people called Tuscan Traders? I killed them.
Tuscan Traders.
The women. And the children.
Yeah. Murder. Straight up. Murder.
Real Housewives of Tatooine.
Ja Rule.
Ooh!
They all get together, drink blue milk, and talk gossip. The Galaxy's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Late Night with Qui-Gon Jimmy.
Wait, Late Night. Sorry.
You came up with that, didn't you?
The Galaxy's Got Talent has that band that...
Max Rebo Man.
There's a whole show about the Max Rebo Man.
Yeah, Rebo Man.
Rebo Man. It's about the... Max Rebo leaves the band, so they got to find a new Max Rebo. It's like one of those reality
and
shows.
And that Jabba band, too.
Yeah.
Except not the new one where that they added that stupid song. Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about? In the Lucas remakes, the re-edits of the original, where he's got like the band that they have like a whole musical number, and there's like a guy that
In a New Hope?
No. What's the third one called?
Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
When they're in Jabba's palace, before that lady gets sent down into, I can't remember.
Well, there is a lady that's just a blob with lips that sings.
Right, but that was, okay, that was in the original, right? But she was just in the background for like a second.
Yeah.
But in the edited version, she has like a whole thing, and she's like, what the goose in patando? And then there's a guy that's with them that's all CGI'd, and he goes like, and he has his big mouth in the screen. It's so horrible. I can't deal. But he did get the original, like, lady dancing, pulling the chain. It was like she came back for it and redid it.
Oh.
Even though she was still a dancer. She was like 20 and now she's 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But still, that band would be there probably. That was my point.
How about Dancing with the Twi'lek Slave Girls?
Who are the Twi'lek?
That's who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Jabba's Drag Race, Watto's Pawn Stars.
I got the buddy who knows about blasters.
I found this blaster in my uncle's Marvel. Basement.
Don't forget Marvel. We have Ghost Rider's Garage.
Is this really Darth Vader's helmet? Let me call a guy who knows about Sith.
Fish Fights with King Namor of Atlantis, which, by the way, hasn't been brought into MCU yet. I wonder why. America's Next Top Mutant. Jeff came up with this one. Back to Tank. A panel of medical droids takes business pitches. Axemen, mutants tackle locking. Dancing with the Star-Lords, keeping up with the Kazans. Who are the Kazans?
I'm just a character from Star Wars.
You guys think of any others off the top of your head?
Oh, no. Kazan is an obscure Marvel character.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not a good parody.
I don't know who the Kazans are.
I really don't know. I don't know that big deal.
Yeah, it's not really in my...
Okay, if Han Solo had a reality show, what would it be?
He'd be a fixer-upper.
Yeah?
Yeah. With Leia.
Okay.
Han's Garage is what it would be.
Ooh. No, it'd be like one of those moonshine shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be like the Cannonball Run in space.
Yeah. Sure.
They should do the Cannonball Run in space.
Yes.
Although that was, well.
The Kessel Run.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Jeff said.
Kessel Ball Run?
Yeah.
Kessel Ball Run.
There you go.
But would we have to change parsecs? Because parsecs is not a measure of.
It is in Star Wars.
Well, it's not in real life.
Well, it is in Star Wars.
It's like saying miles.
There aren't
and
really
I meant like
lightsabers either.
Yeah,
there
but
aren't?
They're using a real word.
This has gotten so nerdy that I've become unlaid. Like I've never been laid.
Your hymen
just like,
regrew.
I mean, everything. Yeah.
It's back.
My hymen's back, bitches.
Guess whose hymen's back?
Yeah.
She's growing her hymen.
Did you guys give
her a free drink.
Did you guys see the video I did? Well, not really a video, but I took a picture and made the Hulk's lips
move.
Yeah,
the Hulk thing.
Did you like that?
I didn't see that.
It creeps me out.
Woke Hulk.
Woke Hulk. Why did it creep you out, that video I made?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like things that are like off track.
What do you mean off track?
Or they don't go with what
the lips move.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It freaked you out.
It freaked me out a little bit. Yeah.
Why did it freak you out? That bothers me.
Disconcerting.
You hate me.
No, it was funny.
No.
She texted me separately. I fucking hate Tim.
Why is he doing this?
Tim's really off base on this. I don't understand where he's coming from.
I was like, yeah, I totally get it.
Well, Adam Baldwin retweeted it, so I got a bunch of...
Why is Tim so racist against the Hulk? Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, did
that's
he?
Cool.
Well,
yeah.
Good for you.
All right, let me see. I'll play it for you if you want to hear it. You got a picture of there's just a picture of the Hulk with lips moving.
Okay. The Professor Hulk.
Yeah.
Long, long time ago, Hulk used to smash. Hulk would say, Hulk smash, and then Hulk smash. Now Hulk think. Now Hulk talk. Now Hulk ponder the existence of life. Hulk believe in intersectionalism. Hulk think about global climate change. Hulk wishes Hulk could fix it, but Hulk can't fight sun. Hulk still radioactive, but Hulk no longer filled with toxic radioactive masculinity. Someday Hulk think there be transgendered Hulk. Hulk hope that day soon. Hulk happy. Hulk wondering. Hulk thinking. Hulk not too upset that viewer spent $20 to watch Hulk do nothing for 3 hours. Hulk hurt arm. Ha ha. Hulk loves.
So like I didn't turn the sound on.
Uh huh.
Oh, that's right.
And I just saw he was just like moving his mouth. And
that
must
have creeped
you out.
Yeah. I made one with Carl. Do you remember when Dave Willis recorded a Christmas greeting?
Yeah.
I put that to an image of Carl, but it had bells jingling. So at the end, it's just Carl going, his lips just going up and down with the bells. That was actually funnier than the thing. Jingle, 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 jingle.
I liked hearing the audio of that just now and thinking about you on your porch because
smoking
I could hear the crickets.
hear
the bugs. Cicadas are talking.
Tucker, Bug Central.
It was. Were you talking to Sherman? Were you acting that out with him in the scene?
No, I was in my carport.
Oh, okay.
And I recorded. I was actually texting back and forth with Greg Russ because I had showed him another
Sexting.
One I made with Bernie Sanders going, she has the biggest tits. All right.
Or he's fighting that punching bag?
No, he just had his arms up and it made me think he was, her tits were wider than Mount Rushmore.
Can you imagine people like that being sexual? Isn't it weird to think about that?
Who, the presidential candidates?
Well, maybe, but also someone like Bernie Sanders.
Reach out, grab her by the pussy.
No. See, now, I can see Trump. I can picture him having sex. I can picture him as a sexual person. No, I don't like it. I'm not. But I can
lift up my belly.
I can. Yeah, his mother's apron. I can see that. But
say this: what you're gonna say as Melania?
I don't mind. He lifts up his panties to see his penis.
I am gonna whip my cock out and show you all my gigantic penis. Aww. Okay, I got giant balls. I dye my pubic hair.
He dyes his pubic hair.
I dye my pubic hair. I have, what do they call that ring that you put in your penis head?
It's a cock ring.
It's called a prince. No, a cock ring's what you put around your balls so your penis stays hard.
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert, that's right. Okay. Prince Albert in a can. That means you bang a chick in the butt. I went up to Amy Klobuchar. She was in the back room. I reached around, grabbed the tit, and I said, hey, Amy Klobuchar, get down and do some Bernie Lovin'.
See, that's what I mean. You can't picture this man, this grandfather figure, being sexual.
When I masturbate, I sit on my hand first, making sure that my hand and arm fall asleep, and then I do the stranger. It's much easier than carrying a fleshlight through the airport. Have you ever used a fleshlight?
It makes sense. He's fiscally conservative when he
I think every American male deserves a fleshlight of his choice.
That's why we're going to deliver Pringles cans. We're going to deliver
cornstarch and a rubber glove so you can make your own. It's kind of disconcerting that Tim Andrews knows how to make a fake.
What's the cornstarch for?
To firm up.
Oh, yeah. Right. You add that with water, just the right ratio.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're making Play-Doh to put in
there? Yeah, it's like a volcano or something.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually. There is a volcano.
I like old school porno. I like it when there's a story. Now, if you go back to the 70s.
A story and lots of hair.
Lots of hair and story time. And with the women's vagina, the hair goes all the way up to her belly button. It's as wide as her hips. I like to see that. And I want that back in the pornography. We're going to make that happen. By the way, I am now leading everyone because Joe has fallen. Joe has fallen. Joe is too old. I am the guy that could defeat Donald Trump.
How old is Joe Biden?
I don't know. Old.
How old is Bernie Sanders?
Old. They're all old.
Yeah. What is old?
Baby boomers.
76?
Their grubby hands on the nutsack of America and they won't let go.
Yeah. It does seem that way.
It does. Gen X, never going to have a president because after this.
Yeah, you had Clinton.
No, he wasn't a Gen X. I'm talking about somebody that was from that generation.
Oh, okay.
Beto O'Rourke is the only one that's really running, maybe Ying Yang or whatever. But he
just like.
Are you bothered?
No, I'm hoping that. I hope that Julian Castro gets a shot.
He ain't gonna get a shot.
I know he's
Come
not.
On, Pete.
I know. Well, only because he cares. So
come on, Pete.
Of course not.
He's an interesting cat.
Yeah. Well, and he's Mexican. There's no way.
All right. Joe Biden is 76.
Okay. God, that's old, man. Maybe I shouldn't even be running.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm old.
I just want to say that going back to your point about the elderly, they are disgusting, and no one ever wants to think about them having sex.
77 is Bernie Sanders.
What?
The elderly, I mean, they're disgusting, and nobody ever wants to think about them having sex.
That's true.
So that's just across the board.
There ain't no party like a lemon party.
You know, last week we did go with my father-in-law to have this prostate thing.
Oh, I saw this tweet.
Yeah.
And is he okay?
He's fine. He's got prostate cancer, but it's the lowest risk kind that you can have. Like, you know, pretty much every dude over 70 has some kind of prostate
cancer. Yeah, if you
cancer.
Live long enough, then you get it.
Do they have to remove his prostate?
No, he's good. He's in the low risk, we're just going to watch it category.
Okay, good,
but the doctor, he's great. He's very thorough, this young guy, and he's like, so, you know, after the procedure, you may experience some blood in your stool for a couple of days, maybe some blood in your urine for a couple of days. You may find some blood in your semen when you ejaculate for the next couple of weeks. And
hey there, radios. This is Dean, a.k.a. Rockdale Tiger, inviting you to listen to this week's episode of Mike TV as we continue to recap the final season of AMC's Preacher. Join Lisa and I as we discuss the love-hate relationship of angels and demons, being disappointed in Jesus Christ, and the betrayal of an arseface. All this and more on this week's episode of Mike TV. Don't forget to catch new episodes of Preacher on AMC Sundays at 10 p.m.
Hey guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sale. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care LLC.
My mother-in-law, I know that she was horrified.
Yeah.
I know she was horrified, but she just like maintained her composure. And then he kind of went around the room and he's like, is there any questions? And my mother-in-law gave him this very serious question about the antibiotics that he was on. And then and he turned to me and he was like, what about you? And I said, the only question I have is if you're going to talk about his semen again, can I leave the room? I don't ever want to hear about it. I said, he's not a human being.
Hypothetical semen.
No, he doesn't have semen. Yeah, my husband was not born. They just found him in the woods. Nobody knows where he came from.
Was your husband there too?
No. Oh, my God. He was outside in the waiting room. He came later.
Your imaginary husband was in the waiting room?
He wasn't in there.
No, but did he laugh when he told him that story? Or was he grossed
out?
No,
listen. So we're driving home. He came, and then we helped him get out of the car.
He came.
Was there blood in his semen?
Yeah, let us know.
So we were driving back to the house. I told him the story, and he goes, why are you telling me this? I said, what do you mean, why am I telling you this? I had to sit there.
He's your father.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that in front of you guys. So even last Friday when we went and the guy came in and he was giving us the results from the biopsy, it was me and my mother-in-law. We didn't know what the diagnosis was going to be. And the guy comes in, he goes, okay, so did you have any complications afterwards? And my father-in-law told him, and he's like, and then the thing that we're not going to talk about because it upsets her, was there any problems with that?
That's so cool. Was it in his chart?
Yeah. You know? when my grandfather, right before he passed, I went up to visit him. And in Pennsylvania or New York, wherever he's in the hospital, and he was sitting in a chair and his balls were hanging out. And I went, hey, Gramps, your nuts are hanging out. And he goes, that's okay, Timmy. They're not hurting anybody.
I heard they dip in the toilet like a little bit more every year.
Do they?
That's what I hear.
Mine are going the other way. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Give your balls a tug.
What do you mean? They're going up in the pocket or are they just.
They're all tight all the time.
That's weird. I think they're supposed to be pendulum-y.
Yeah.
You should look into it.
Yeah,
no, it's just from chronic masturbation.
They're just like, no more, no more, Maya.
I'm kidding about all that.
Toilet water.
It's not chronic.
So, let's see. I'll tell you guys what I watched because it's not as in-depth as the rest of y'all.
Especially mine.
I'm not caught up on Preacher. I did finish Manhunter. Fucking loved it. It was better than season one. Season one was really good.
Mindhunter.
What did I say?
Manhunter.
Manhunter. Yeah.
Oh, God. That? The other day I was looking for it on, and I went to Xfinity.
Martian Manhunter.
And I went, Manhunter. And then that Michael Mann movie came on. You know, the Hannibal Lecter movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually not a bad film.
No.
It was
really
remade.
Good. Yeah.
And the remake wasn't as good, I didn't think.
Wanted it to be better, though.
Brian Cox was really good as Hannibal Lecter, I thought.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I agree.
And that guy from CSI was Will Graham. Anyway, but Mindhunter, not Manhunter, is a good show, Hunter. Season two. The guy who played Charles Manson this season.
The guy from...
Was also Charles Manson. And yeah, even though he didn't say anything in that movie.
That was incredible.
That
was like one of the pinnacles of the whole season. That was amazing.
Yeah, and it ties into that book that I read about Manson too, Chaos.
Well, you know
that guy I interviewed last week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Thanks.
And that guy, that John Douglas guy, he was saying that when he met with Scott Glenn to do his character for Silence of the Lambs. And
that's based on him too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Scott Glenn was very opposed to the death penalty, super opposed to it.
Yeah.
Thought it was terrible. And then he said, well, let me let you listen to this recording. And it was of these two guys who... They got out of prison, supposedly rehabilitated, which he said was a joke. And then their whole goal was they got a van and they put all kinds of padding on the inside so you couldn't hear. And they went around and their whole point was to get girls from the ages of 13 to 19 They started at 13, then they were going to 14, 15, 16, 17.
Oh.
Torturing them in the back of this van, making them read scripts. They recorded them, the torture. They used pliers on them, all kinds of sick shit.
Fuck.
So he played these recordings of these guys talking to him, and then at the end, Scott Glenn goes, okay, all right, some people need to die.
Yeah. Where did you find this out?
Oh, I'm listening to it. He was on two different podcasts that I listened to, True Crime Garage, and then this other one I listened to only because he was on it. But, oh, my God. I could listen to him talk about this shit for
We should try
forever.
To get him. We should try
he's
to get him.
He's so interesting. And for him to be 74, you would never know it. And he's so funny when he talks about these guys.
Can you reach out and try to get him?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, Steph will pass it on to you.
Yeah. John Douglas, he's the guy who Holden Ford's character is based on.
I know you don't watch
Mindhunter.
The show.
I don't watch the show.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Reach out to him.
But you're aware of serial killers, right, Jeff?
Nope, never heard of them.
Okay. Well, he's the one who coined the phrase.
Like Captain Crunch or something?
Anyway, but
just try to book him.
Yeah, he would be great. But yeah, I thought he was really
Curtis
good.
Armstrong book, Revenge of the Nerd. I finished that. Caught up on Squidbillies. Did you guys see the one with Blondie?
Blondie, yep.
No, not yet.
From Claremont Lodge.
I'm still behind on everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That one's a good one. And then they do one with a bunch of country artists,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
That'll be next.
And Sticks and Stones, I watched that. I'm all caught up on Below Deck Madden.
Can we please talk about Below Deck Madden?
No one else on this show watches it.
No,
but is anyone else listening watch it?
Listen.
Alex Williams, the traffic guy from WSB.
So amazing. This is such a good... Are you so happy that Ben is back?
Hang on, go ahead.
No, I'm saying you guys should talk about this. You never get this opportunity to blow deck people here.
Yeah.
I mean, come
blow
on.
Deck.
I'd like to go below deck with Hannah.
June Hannah.
June Hannah.
Yeah. I love that Ben is back. I love the relationship between Aisha and Jack.
Yeah.
I love
Jackson.
Jack.
Is Jack the asshole?
No.
No, the asshole's the guy that likes Hannah. The one that slapped Joao? The chef. No, Joao didn't slap.
Tim hates anybody that likes
who
Hannah.
Who slapped the chef? Oh, Travis?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's kind of a douche.
Yeah, I kind of like him. I feel like he's just drinking too much.
And let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. My goodness, they are being such bitches to each other.
I don't watch Real Housewives of Orange County because one of the sons who is on the show is such a terrible person. And he's presenting himself on the show as sort of a victim, and he tweets and threatens people and is homophobic. And I don't understand why he's on TV. I don't understand why like Andy Cohen doesn't.
Who's
say
his dad? Or, I mean, who's his mom?
Tamara.
Oh,
he is.
They all look horrible. They all have horrible work done. They all have fake tits. They all have fake faces, and they're gross looking. And there's one that's like almost 70, and she's.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is not as, sometimes maybe not as good of a show, but is better, is easier to watch.
Okay.
More
but
palatable.
It's still, yeah, but still, even that, there's a lot of stuff going on. I can't get into it. There's a lot. Let's talk about Below Deck.
Autumn and I will do a deep dive.
Did you like the handy that Aisha was giving Jack?
Yeah, I love it.
Yes. And she's so cute.
Yeah.
And I love his accent. He's from Liverpool, so he says all these things that I hear the Beatles have said for years, right? Like, oh, blah, 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 brother.
I'll give you a hand job.
No, brother. Like, he says, like, all right then, brother.
All right then, brother, give me a tuggy.
Yeah.
All right.
You've got a nice willy.
We'll talk about it. We're going to do a deep dive on all the seasons, right? You want to do that? Break down every episode.
Oh, my God. You're teasing me, and I would love
your
to
yacht,
do that.
You yacht teaser.
I feel like that would probably be a popular podcast.
Probably would. I'm sure there's 10,000 of
them. It's very specific, and you really got to kind of be specific, I think.
You want to do it?
We'll call it Hannah's Tits.
No.
Why? She might retweet us.
June Hannah.
What's June Hannah?
That's June. Remember, she's always trying to talk to June, but June never has her earpiece in, and
yeah,
she's
June,
always
June,
like,
Hannah.
June Hannah.
June
Hannah.
Here, let me. Oh, here's a B-roll shot of me in my getting ready for bed.
Oh, yeah. It's Tim just lifted up his shirt, and it was hot.
They always show him, like, naked, and then the two guys, the two stewards, are in the room together. They're both naked.
They're not stewards. They're
steward.
They're deck crew.
Deck crew, dick flopping around.
They're both European. Right?
Yeah.
So I guess they're a little bit more comfortable being naked. And then they also feel they have this like bromance. They love each other. They're having a good time. And so they're naked in front of each other.
Okay. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to see Jack's butt. He had a nice little butt.
I also finished, I said I finished Mindhunter, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll talk
more. Manhunter.
Finish Manhunter.
We'll finish Manhunter a little bit. I'm a Manhunter. And also Chappelle, like that's my staff pick. But I think, Steph, you and I should do a show about Mindhunter.
Not a recap show, though.
No, we'll talk about Mindhunter with that guy.
I would.
You and I'll set it up and do the
audio. I would explode. I would explode.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can handle it.
Let's try to do it.
He is my total rock star.
I mean, Jeff, you're more than welcome, but you'd be bored.
Yeah, I'll maybe try and watch the show if fucking Sean leaves me alone about it.
Hey, man. All right, that's me. I'm done. Steph?
Oh, mine's pretty quick. I'm very behind on a bunch of shit. I mean, I finished season two of Mindhunter, which, by the way, I thought the end was very depressing because there was no resolution, really, in this Atlanta child murder thing.
No. Mm.
And it was very depressing.
I talked to Monica Kaufman this morning, and I said, you should watch this show because the guy that plays Wayne Williams looks exactly like Wayne Williams.
Oh, it's insane. It's crazy. And that, he's a creepy little shit for sure, and I'm sure he did kill, like, the John Douglas guy said he killed a lot of those kids, but he didn't kill all of them.
Right.
And they didn't. They just decided to say, that bucket. We got him for two, and then we're not going to give justice to any of these families.
No,
to try
they still want justice.
Convict somebody. Yeah, because a lot of them don't think that he killed all their kids,
right.
Which it doesn't sound like he
didn't. No.
I think it probably really was some pedophile ring, and there was different people killing these kids.
Yeah.
But yikes. Wayne Williams definitely killed some of them.
The KKK.
For sure. I don't know about the KKK.
I don't know. You look at him today, it's just like four or five fat dudes that show up at some city hall.
Well, I mean, it's just like the way he broke it down. I mean, if they did one, it was like a copycat thing, but
yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Not either.
Because the MO was kind of the same for all of them.
Right.
So how would they know that?
I believe it was John Hinckley Jr. and the satanic cult from the FBI who went around everywhere and did this. And you can't change my mind with facts and reason.
I just think that it was very ironic at the end of the season that the whole reason why they got this big baller-ass budget now and the jets and shit was from a case that they didn't really solve completely.
Yeah.
And that's what they got all the money from. And it seemed like, you know, his character was pretty despondent about that.
What'd you think of the two side stories where the guy's wife and kid, the kid's a killer and...
Okay, his wife's a stupid bitch. And what I wanted to say about his wife was, okay, the one time when the kid got loose and he was in the neighborhood, I'm like, you don't even have a job. Your only job is to keep up with this little screwball. And he's out here staring at little girls thinking about murdering them and shit. You think he's a little ice truck killer?
I think so.
I think so, too.
He's a little ice truck killer. That's right.
Because especially whenever Bill was talking to him at the diner and he was like, was it dead? That was the only thing he cared about was if that fish was dead or not. And I don't know. I think he's a little weirdo.
And then the love story between the chick on the show and her girlfriend at the bar. Yeah, I fast forwarded through it.
Less.
Not at first, but I eventually. Like, I don't care.
I just feel like, you know. And
that could have been a heterosexual as well. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not interested in this part of the story.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care if it's gay, lesbian, blah, blah, blah. But everybody, it's always the... It's such a thing now to make sure that there's a lesbian storyline, there's a gay storyline. I get it, represent, but give me something. I was like, if this bitch didn't kill somebody, why is she even on the show?
If that is more important than the actual plot, then it's pointless.
I agree. You're putting it on there because you're wanting it to be different. Put it on there and include it in the storyline in a way that makes sense. And then it's like, I don't care that the lesbians.
You want it to push the plot.
Yeah.
If it doesn't advance the plot, then it takes you away because now you're paying attention to this like it's supposed to be meaningful in some way. And then it turns out not to be. And then it's hard to catch up right to the rest of the
Jeff
plot.
Jeff told me he wanted more scissoring.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
In his lesbian.
Do people really scissor?
I scissor. Myself.
How do you do that?
Yeah, well, I
like a pillow.
I lift scissor it up and I put a scissor on it, and I go, "Don't you touch it!" What?
You edge yourself?
No. I threaten my
gooning.
You don't even know what gooning is.
What's gooning?
Oh, you'll have to Google it after the show. We've talked about it a couple weeks now.
You can Google it if you want.
I've been missing the show. I'm so sorry.
Gooning is when
on
you edge so much that your brain and your penis make a connection, and then you're. And you yell nonsensical things like vagina.
Oh, because you're so desperate to.
No, not desperate. You're so full of endorphins
you just goon.
And you just goon.
You've edged so much, you're basically like on drugs.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
I feel like that's, you know, that's a lot. That'd take a lot of time.
Well, yeah, man, you got to edge for a month.
Yeah, see,
I edged for a month and then I flooded my apartment. All right, enough talk. We're going to gross people out.
Wait. All right, so watch Lodge 49. It's great. I'm behind on Preacher. I watched the first episode of The Terror.
I'm noped out on that.
On Preacher?
Preacher?
No, The Terror.
Yeah.
I only watched the first episode. It was good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
I was bored by it.
Okay, well, whatever. And Righteous Gemstones, which is
great. I don't
want to
meet you now.
Righteous Gemstones.
And you got to watch Righteous Gemstones.
I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
So good.
And I finished season 2 of Working Moms, which, Autumn, if you have not watched Working Moms, that is your show. You got to watch it.
Okay.
It's on Netflix, and there's 2 seasons. Actually, what's her face from Always Sunny?
Yes.
That turned herself into a cat. She's like one of the stars of the show. All of the
Caitlin?
Women. Is that her? No. The Ponderosa's sister.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking weirdo.
Okay.
She's great on the show.
Working Mom.
It's very dark, and it's very funny.
Okay, it's on here.
Yeah, so and so that's my staff
you
pick,
mean
actually.
Marilyn Ricegub?
No.
No.
Okay.
The one who played Ponderosa's sister.
Okay.
You know, Ponderosa.
Yeah,
that
you
loser.
Know.
All right. Yeah.
The one that Dennis was married to.
I got it.
Crazy bitch.
I watch everything on YouTube.
Anyway, so that, and actually that's one of my staff picks because season 3 of Working Moms comes out on Netflix tomorrow. And
yesterday.
No, tomorrow. No, yesterday. What am I saying? This is coming out Friday.
Duh.
And my staff pick, and I may eat my words on this, but it's on Amazon Friday, August 30th, is that Carnival Row show.
I've been seeing a lot of shit about that.
It looks interesting with Orlando Bloom and that Carla Davila.
Carla Delevingne or
whatever.
Yeah.
And so they play like fucking fairy people or some shit, and nobody likes them, and they're relegated to one section of town, and then a serial killer starts coming through and killing them all, and Orlando Bloom is the inspector.
A human detective and a fairy rekindle a dangerous affair in a Victorian fantasy world.
Yeah. I mean, that makes it sound really stupid, but
actually made it sound interesting to me. So,
oh, okay. The actual preview of it looks pretty cool. So,
and
anyway,
Carla looks like an elf. So
she does look really, yeah. She's intense.
She's elfin.
She's a lesbian, isn't she?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she is.
I don't know supermodels.
Carnival Row. Yeah.
Right.
Miley Cyrus. Didn't she dump her husband for an influencer?
Yeah, she did.
She seems troubled.
I don't, whatever.
Just keep your clothes on. We've seen it.
Yep.
I don't want it.
Just go scissor.
Put it back. Put it away. Nobody wants it.
Nobody else watched On Becoming a God in Central Florida?
No, what's
that? I want to see that.
It's on Showtime. It's this show about this pyramid scheme. What's his name? Buffalo Bills, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you for
Ted
me?
Levine.
Oh,
Ted Levine.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I saw the trailers for this.
Yeah.
With Kirsten Dunst.
And Alexander Sarsgaard gets pushed down the
is
stairs at the beginning.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's it about?
That. It's about this dude who.
It's a dark comedy starring award winning actress Kirsten Dunst. It takes place in a small town that is adjacent to Orlando.
That thing. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Dunst plays Crystal Stubbs, a minimum wage employee.
It was
at a
nice
water
to
park.
See Kirsten Dunst older.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like she's always looked so young.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's nice to see her look like an adult.
I watch anything with Alexander Fine-Ass Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Mm-hmm. Skarsgård.
He gets taken out in the first episode. Spoiler alert.
Oh, damn.
Gets pushed down the stairs by his
wife.
You have to say spoiler before you reveal something, Jeff.
Are you Big Little Lies in him?
Is Ted Levine in the whole show or just the first episode?
Nah, he's in the whole show.
Does he tuck his penis behind his head?
He's like the leader of this pyramid scheme.
Wait, was she a great big fat person?
Yeah.
Did she have a great big fat pyramid scheme?
Buffalo Tim.
Was she a great big fan person?
Would you like to buy some of this Amway?
I want to buy your frozen chicken.
Are you interested in any mods?
She's hurt real bad. She's hurt real bad, mister.
Who's hurt? I didn't hear you.
I want some frozen chicken, mister.
For
my mom, don't you say, what do you sell?
I sell all sorts of things.
It's
I
like
got mods.
Cleaning supplies.
Could you put a catalog down in the basket, mister. My mom's a real rich lady.
Could you use some Glister toothpaste? That's our toothpaste. We have Glister floss. How about a mop and a bucket? You know, if you join me, I could get you under my leg, and then you could find a bunch of people, and they'll come under your leg, and then they'll make money for you.
That's exactly what the show's all about. Her Kristen Dunst's husband.
It's an MLM scam?
He was about to quit his job so he could do full-time in this
pyramid scheme. Hey, Bill Cosby did it in the 80s.
And now Kristen Dunst has to step in and take over his whole.
Did you guys ever know anybody that sold Amway?
No, not Amway per se,
but
no.
Something like that.
Something like
and
it.
And
you
run into them anywhere. Oh, hey man, hey, I'm having another. Oh god.
Oh, it's all Pampered Chef, LuLaRoe.
That stuff's different. I'm talking about in the 80s.
Oh, Dexter's wife is in it too.
Oh, I hate her. No, I like Julie Benz. Yeah. I like her. I was thinking of his sister. In the 80s, Tupperware parties and that shit was fun. It was in your house. But the Amway, you'd get one friend that would sell Amway, and then once they made the pitch, you let them do it once. I would see people at the grocery store that I was friends with that were doing it, and I would avoid them. I don't want to hear about this shit.
Mm. The
That's
same
what
thing.
This whole show is about. The dude from Last Man on Earth, the big guy, I forget what his name is, but he's friends with Alexander Skarsgård, and they're like always, they invite him over for dinner like once a week and try and pitch him every week, and he's like, I'll come over for dinner, but I don't want to hear about any of this business stuff anymore.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say in the early 90s for single women, I know me, they tried to rope me into those slumber parties.
Slumber parties?
For the sex toys? Yeah.
Oh.
That was like, somebody had one every weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's like, does everybody need these many sex toys? I mean, why is there one every weekend?
My mom had those, and I had to go wait in the room with whatever stupid kids or the ladies brought over.
Yeah, and it's like, the first time you're like, oh, it's funny. Yeah. And then the second time you're like, this is kind of sad. Because
these
like,
go where?
And there's always some girl that's like, don't get the China shrink cream. It gave me a yeast infection.
I got Benoit balls. Yeah. Benoit balls. Put them in, leave them in all day.
That's right.
Tim had those gooning parties.
He still does.
Yeah, they took a month. We got a month long gooning. Ones to edge.
I've been edging for 6 weeks.
But it's worth watching that show on Becoming a God. Yeah, it's pretty funny, and I think it'll be pretty
good. I'm surprised it was funny. It looked so serious in the trailer I saw.
Yeah, I mean, it's serious too, but it's one of those dark comedy kind of shows. The way Alexander Skarsgård goes out is hilarious.
So what else did you watch? Are you finished? I don't want
to. Oh, yeah, I've been done.
I watched the Baskets finale. That was good.
I haven't watched it yet. Don't tell me.
Did you watch The Dark Crystal?
No, it starts tonight.
Okay. Do you need to have seen the film, the original film?
That movie scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, I've seen the original
movie. I love Dark Crystal.
I haven't seen it since it was on HBO the first time.
It really holds up.
Does it?
Yes. Yeah. I watched it when I was sick once because I was like, this will be fine. It'll probably be ruined because I remember it being great. And I was like, it was still so, so good.
And it scared you.
Oh, yeah.
It was really dark.
Didn't you want to be that fairy, the girl
the
fairy?
Yeah.
I just found myself being terrified throughout the whole thing. The buzzards were scary to me.
I love
the Skeksis.
Yeah, I never wanted to watch it. I watched it once when I was a kid, and then I never wanted to watch it again. Same thing with Wizard of Oz. I saw it once when I was a kid, never wanted to see it again. Scared the shit out of me.
I left the room when the monkeys are out.
Huh?
The monkeys scared me, so I would leave the room.
What?
Mine was the, it's a trauma. It's a trauma that I've tried to work through, and I don't think I ever will, but
we're here for you right now.
My mother, when I was about six, I was watching it on the telly, and my mom, this was back when you could just dip out and go get a pack of cigarettes, leave the kid in the bedroom, she'll be fine. And it was when the tornado happened, and, you know, I got terrified, and then I ran out, and my mom was gone. And I just assumed that she had been sucked up in that tornado. So when she came back, I was just
She was riding her bike past your window.
I was a quivering mess in the kitchen floor, bawling my eyes out.
So
yeah, and I've always hated that
movie.
So
she left you alone on a Sunday night to go get smokes.
Yeah.
Because it was always on a Sunday.
Well, what shit, the other time she sent me to go up there to go get them.
Yeah, remember when you do that?
Yeah, he'll give you a dollar. Walk up to the store and give me some cigarettes when you're like seven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Autumn, you got anything? Unless you're not finished. Are you not finished?
I'm pretty much done. Yeah, the Baskets finale was good. Oh, my staff pick was this Dark Crystal series that's coming on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really don't have anything.
That's okay.
We've been traveling.
Your presence
and
is the staff
I'm
pick
so sorry.
Is there a food? Is there anything that you've eaten recently that you would
pick? Did
you
get any cheese curds while you're up there in Wisconsin?
I ate some cheese curds.
Nice.
From where?
I don't know. They were just in the
cheese
house.
Cheese curds are everywhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're just everywhere. Yeah, but they weren't squeaky, so they weren't super fresh. food. No, I really
not even that good. Okay,
I've just been driving. Oh, you know what I had today that was really good.
I'm hankering for a quarter pounder right now.
I had the brisket something sandwich from a Quiznos in the airport.
Oh my God, it's
Quiznos
rat meat.
Quiznos is good. It is rat meat, but it's good rat. That's good rat.
That's good rat.
They saute that rat.
I think this is the first time I've ever had Quiznos.
It has good bark.
You know the things that drive the car in the commercials? It's the meat is made from those.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Whatever those things are.
Well, they're delicious. Those hamsters? Yeah. I thought that was for a car.
You mean the Scion
the ones that dance?
Hamster?
No. You remember the old Quiznos commercial where they go Quiznos?
Yeah,
and it was like a little rodent thing.
Yeah. I totally forgot about
it. Just run those through a slicer and then that's the meat.
I don't know. I've just been traveling and we've been so busy.
You've been busy having Walmart privilege.
Oh, my poor Walmart.
Before we go, she trashed Walmart in a podcast and got in trouble.
What?
You got
in
trouble?
I didn't really get in trouble. Eric just reminded me that, so the episode is called Walmart. However, in the description, it does say F Walmart in it. So I did change the description to not say that because Eric made a good point that if I'm looking to get endorsements here at WSB or anywhere, and they start searching for me and they say, they see me on a podcast in the description say F Walmart, and Walmart does donate a bunch of time and money to Clark's Christmas Kids. And so that doesn't look great for me as a someone to sell.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So I totally get that. And so I did, I believe that what I stand behind everything I said and how I presented it. But maybe in the description, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to say F Walmart. It didn't say fuck Walmart. It said F Walmart.
I want you to go through every issel in Walmart.
I slay
and apologize.
This kid, this American kid, I asked him where something was. He looks in the distance and said, I slay too. Because how do you spell aisle?
Oh.
I slay. He wasn't a foreign person. He was like, I don't know. Iceland. I don't know what that word means. Okay. No, he was an American kid.
I don't
kid.
Know where anything is. Get out of my face.
Right. And Greg made the point that he thought it was some sort of problem with our school
and
system.
He works there. You'd think somebody would be like, hey, so some kid shit in aisle 3. Go clean it up. And he goes, it's late 3.
No, that's the thing. He knows what, this is what I was thinking, is that he knows what an aisle is. He'll say, you know, down the aisle, right? Yeah. Aisle, this down this aisle. But when he sees the word with the number, he doesn't
maybe
connect the word. He doesn't connect the word with the object.
Huh.
Is that
that's not dyslexia, but maybe is that a something else? Is that another
Tardism.
Cognitive something?
Yeah.
Tardism.
Maybe. And then, you know, Greg started making a point about, like, you know, $15 an hour, people aren't making a living wage, and so that people need to pay, you know, you would get better people. I was like, none of the people in that store deserve $15 an hour.
Oh, at the one that you were at, you felt like that?
The one where I was, because,
I want a robot. They don't make any money, and they'll probably tell you where shit is.
That's kind of true. So I went to, there's a Walmart that is, like, where you go in where we are in Wisconsin when we visit Travis's family. Yeah. And it's not as horrible. I think there are some Walmarts that are.
When I lived in Dunwoody, you have the dichotomy of the Shambly Walmart and the Dunwoody Walmart. The Dunwoody Walmart, nice, bright, full of staff. The Shambly Walmart, dirty, shit all over the place, can't find anything. It's not the people in there, it's the people that work there.
No, people die at my Snellville Walmart all the time. All the time.
Which one? On
124, yeah.
124?
Yeah. They die there
next
all
to
the
Home
time.
Depot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I go there every Sunday morning. If you're looking to kill me, I will be at the Walmart on Sunday, generally around 9 a.m.
Nice. Before we go, I got to read a couple of staff picks that we haven't been getting to, and these come from Patreons. Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza and Euro said he just listened to a great interview with Stephen Root on Fresh Air. Talks a lot about Barry and mentions Office Space and Brother Where Art Thou. That was his quick staff pick for the week.
Nice.
So check that out. Fresh Air has a podcast, so you can sign up for it. And then I may or may not have read this one from Melissa Knowles. If you're a fan of music and comedy, then the 500 with Josh Adam Myers is pure gold.
Yeah, you read that one.
I read that one. Okay, yeah. We'll check that one out. And then I got a buddy. Jeff and I have an old friend from our hometown of Mansfield who lives in North Carolina. He's putting together a seminar that's coming to Atlanta Halloween, the 30th and 31st, a two-day interactive training event to improve your presentation and public speaking skills. And this guy's got 23 years of speaking experience, because we're all old now. it's this seminar is specifically designed, and I'm not making any money, specifically designed for aspiring public speakers, presenters, sales professionals, spokespersons, corporate trainers, educators, etc. It's capped at no more than 15 attendees, so everyone has time to present and be evaluated on the second day. The dates, again, are October 30th and 31st. There is a promo in this podcast mentioning it. And if you'd like to find out anything about it, just go to jeffbrowncompany.com. That's G-E-O-F-F, the G-off kind of Jeff. jeffbrowncompany.com.
And I want to give a shout-out to the Brian Silverbacks podcast. This week's episode featured Dane Carroll.
Ooh.
And they gave us a little shout-out on there.
Oh, that was nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you notice, if you look at the description, the show notes that we put out on the podcast, we've started adding all of our friends, and I want to make sure that Brian's in there if he's not. Coming up next week, happy birthday, Steph.
Yeah.
We'll have...
How old are you going to be?
32. WSB Choa donator. Chris Lucas will be joining us with his father, so he'll sit in and watch the show.
And that's what the focus will be.
Yes, and Steph's birthday.
Yeah. We're going to do the ice cream battle.
I swear to God, you guys, I don't plan for it. I don't do shit for it. I don't like talking about it.
Too bad.
I don't give a shit about it.
Ice cream wars.
And you're going to open the presents I got for you.
I got your present too, Steph. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll believe that shit. I know you don't believe I got you.
If one,
it's a jar of crap, probably.
No.
A jar of crap.
I do not doubt that you don't believe I got you a present.
I do not believe it.
But I not only got you one, I got you two.
Oh,
I got you a present, but if you already have it, I'm going to keep it for myself.
And I got Jeff two presents for his birthday.
I didn't get Jeff shit yet.
Yeah, I don't want anything.
I got you something you're going to hate. Anyway, doesn't matter. And you know, I don't know when your birthday is. So,
yeah.
June 10th.
She's one of those religions that don't celebrate birthdays.
Yeah.
Joel. We were lovers. And you don't remember my birthday.
Yeah, I got you a SpongeBob cake. Lovers. People in their 20s.
Lovers.
It's my lover. Coming up on the 18th, Chad Shepard joins us. That's his birthday. He is one of our producers. And it's
Chad
a day
Shepard's
after
birthday.
Jeff's birthday.
Yeah, but Chad Shepard's
also
birthday
lovers.
The 18th.
You are?
Oh, he had a party like that.
He's bringing his girlfriend.
I haven't done an impression of Chad since he was a regular guy's intern.
I was going to say, were you on there when Chad was on there?
No, Chad was at Rock 100.5. He was one of the guys that was on TV when we did the Bieber stunt. He was in the suit.
We don't want Bieber here.
I'm very familiar with. I just didn't know
was
if him
he talking
and
to your wife
intersected on there.
Did your wife interview Chad Shepard?
I don't know. I don't. She doesn't like me to bring that
X-nay
up.
X-nay on the interview. Yeah.
We can talk about
Bieber-y.
That when Chad Shepard's here.
Well, Justin Bieber retweeted her and said, "Talk about real things, not fake things."
Oh,
and then she got
wow.
death threats from the Bieber army.
Nice,
10-year-old pussies with string bean arms. And then, either the 11th or the 20th, coming up later in September.
Hopefully.
Sean Bridgers will hopefully be on the show.
Oh, God,
and
I'll
you
die.
Can't skip out of that one.
I'll die.
I'm not saying you're skipping out.
That's
I'm
hoping that it's
thing.
Not going to be September 11th because I have some shit going on at my job that day. And I'm really
that plane
hoping
that, day?
That it's going to
hey,
be
too soon.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't care.
He doesn't care
about
I know
truth.
He does. Mm-hmm. He does like this whole 5 minutes about the two towers.
Hey, Jeff.
What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11 who?
You said you'd never forget. All right, so that's the show this week. If you're still listening and it's Friday and you haven't anything to do tonight.
If it's 7:50 on Friday night, get in your car right now.
Yes.
Floor it.
Yeah, rush.
And get down to 14th Street to the Relapse Theater.
Yep.
It's an old church in the basement of an old church.
And there's plenty of parking.
Plenty of free parking.
That's right.
Tim and Jeff are both giving out hand jobs in the parking lot after the show.
Sweet.
So
before and
we'll
after.
Show everybody where Bobcat and Dana Gould
got in that car accident.
Is there a sign up for that now?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, one of those Civil War signs.
Right.
Woof.
Oh, and I just want to say huge, huge thank you to our awesome radios.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Man, I asked for people to donate to my Strut Your Mutt thing, which is a big deal for Barkville. And I mean, we make like a fair amount of money off this if we can get so many people to donate. I got to walk in October for this money, yada, yada. I was only asking for like $250. I put my thing very low. Well, between Matt Carter and Mike Spittler and somebody else I think that's for us, but they put their company name, like a CW something or whatever. Like, I'm up to $720.
Holy shit.
Wow.
And I am number two on my entire Barkville team. That's just like
so
that,
cool.
Like overnight practically. So I just want to thank you guys so much. And anybody else, if you want to just
you
throw me
do
$5
the walk
bucks,
this time.
I always do the bail out. I always do it. And this year it's at Grant Park. So I'm really excited about
that.
Last year it was at hot ass Atlantic Station, fucking sun beating down on you.
Asphalt town.
And I had a dog that was ignorant. He acted like a fool like the entire time. So, I mean, the whole time I was just fighting the sun, fighting the dog that he wouldn't, that he wasn't going to have a fit. But anyway, so thank you guys so much. And if you want to go to Strut Your Mutt and you pull up Atlanta and you look for my team and look for me, throw me a few bucks. I would appreciate it because my foster dog, Boomer, has torn his ACL, which is a...
God, he's not going to be able to start.
He is on the bench. Yes, the season's already over for him. But
he and Lamar Miller.
He's in a lot of pain, and I feel so bad for him. But I got to take him for surgery next Thursday, and it's going to be expensive as shit. So every dime that we get from this is really helping us keep these dogs going. So I appreciate it, and thanks again, you guys. You're amazing.
Keep it canine. Yeah, thank you, Radios.
Yes, please keep it canine.
Listen, this weekend I'm going to be spending a lot of time on OJ's Twitter feed because my draft is Monday night.
Do you hate Andrew Luck?
I don't hate Andrew Luck.
Why do people hate
people
him?
People are stupid.
I think the Colts fans are going to kill him.
Guy didn't want to play football anymore. He doesn't have it there mentally and physically, so let him go.
I agree.
You know, Colin Kaepernick's available.
Yeah.
Keep it canon.
Hello, radios. It's me, Autumn Fisher. Just want to thank you for listening to Radio Labyrinth. We love you guys. We appreciate you. I want to give a special shout out to all of our Patreon donators. If you're not donating on Patreon, please go check us out at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have some new things going on over there. We're sort of flipping some things around to get you guys motivated and keep you happy. So please go check that out. Also, I want to thank our new little baby Patreon donators, Ryan Wilson, Brian Smith, Jesse Rosinski, Chiru, Melissa Knowles. You guys are my newest little tiny little ducklings, and we really appreciate it. Give us all of you Patreon donators, direct message us. Sort of tell us what you'd like to see. Tell us things you'd like to change. Tell us things that you want. We'll do it. We want you here. So I want to go through the list and thank everybody who's donating. Walt Murray, Robert Calderman, Lauren Calderman, Robert Haley, Sam Wells, Alan Barker, Ruben Aguilar, Dustin Lawler, Mark Piero, Chris Knight, Trent, Seth Ingram, Kit Beatty, yes, Ian Stull, Jeff Peterson, Andrew Mulazzi, Gwen Ketchum, Nicholas Frank, Adam Kelly, Sherry Doherty, Dean Poole, Chris Cosentino, Daniel Pitts, Leslie Haney, Brennan Price, John Sutherland, Andrew Harbin, Wayne Blair, Jeremy Turman, Kevin Stokes, Russ Weinberg, Chris Weiland, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Mike
Day,
Jason Chappell, Brian Jackson, Emily Warren, Mark Weiland, Debbie McDonald, David C. Funk, Beth Van Elswick, Amber Gilpatrick, Colin Oman, Aaron Robert, Chad Shepard, Buck Monterey, Herb Lamb, Matt Carter, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Andrew Hopkins, Mike Hall, we're getting into the big daddies now, Al McMeekin, Jonathan Wilson, Sean Hall, Keith Tate, Mike Spittler, and finally, last but not least, not gone and not forgotten, Wendy Muller. Thank you, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Keep it canon.